do things which he asks us to do. And it's a reminder five times a day. It's an alarm clock. Allahu Akbar, says the Muezzin, that there is a God watching you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Salat is the mirage of my people. How many of us have reached to that state? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if one does one's salat properly, one would not possibly sin. And we have been doing it over and over again, year after year, day after year, day. And we continue sinning. Zakat. Zakat is a medication against the most horrible sickness which a Muslim can suffer, that of miserliness, that of stinginess. But we think that it is not so bad to be stingy or miserly, but when we think the stinginess and miserliness is a clear proof of our faithlessness of the generosity of Ya Razzaq. Hajj is an exercise of the last day of judgment. What is it that fasting during a whole month? Is it just not eating and abstaining from having sex during daytime? Do you know what truly sound fasting is? Fasting is to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah with every part of your body and your heart and your soul. When we say the kalimah shahada, only our tongue is saying it. But during the Ramadan, while you are fasting, all your being is confirming the existence of Allah Ta'ala and is a statement that I am your servant and I obey. A human being is not just a stomach and sexual organ. So it suffices not during the Ramadan not just to eat and not to have sex. All of your physical being is supposed to fast, Ya Ibadallah. The tongue during Ramadan should not blaspheme, should not lie, should not cheat, should not blah 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 blah, just talk things of meaningless things. The tongue should know how to be silent unless it has something worthy to say, which is for the benefit of the person who is listening. These eyes have to fast also. These eyes should take lesson from everything which it sees. And that eyes, whatever he sees, should remind him of Allah Ta'ala. That eyes should not look at the women of other people. That eyes should not look in vain, heedlessly. My Sheikh used to say, those eyes, if they do not take lesson from what they see, there are two enemies sitting on the top of your head. Your ear. During the Ramadan should be shut for everything which will displease Allah Ta'ala. And it should be very open to any sound which reminds you of Allah Ta'ala and the mu'min that He has meant us to be. Those hands during the Ramadan cannot take but has to give. Those hands during the Ramadan cannot destroy, cannot hurt. Those hands during the Ramadan should caress the head of the orphans, wipe the tears from the eyes of those who cry. Those feet should go only to places which Allah Ta'ala has permitted us to go. Not to the marketplace, but to the mosque. So all of your body should obey to Allah Ta'ala, not just your stomach and your sexual organs, unless you are just your stomach and your sexual organs. Now in Islam, everything which is ordained by Allah Ta'ala has an exterior meaning and an interior meaning. The exterior meaning of the Ramadan of fasting is, I have just tried to explain it to you, is not to eat, not to drink, not to have sex, not to lie, not to cheat, not to listen to stupidities, not to go to places which you are supposed to go and take lessons from what your eye sees. Your whole physical being. This is the exterior. But there is also something which is called the fasting of the heart. During the month of Ramadan, the heart should not be engaged with the world. The heart should not be open to the love of anything else except Allah Ta'ala and those who Allah Ta'ala loves and those who love Allah Ta'ala. The fasting of the heart is to cleansing it from the worldliness so that it becomes lighter, so that it would lift you up from the world, saving you from the invasion of the attack of the world. But most importantly, what is the fasting of the soul? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those who fast are beautified by the divine attributes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, the smell of the mouth of the fasting one is sweeter to me than the smell of perfume of musk. We know how our mouth smells during the Ramadan. Stinks. During the Ramadan, if the soul is fasting, and Allah Ta'ala says, the soul is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. And the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, the Isma'il Husna, which He taught to our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, is in each and every one of us, but known only to our soul. During the Ramadan, if we can deliver from the slavery of our ego, our souls, then this smile, husna, will be manifest in us. So when Allah Ta'ala says that the breath of the believer who is fasting during the Ramadan is sweeter to me than musk, he means to say that if the result of our fasting is such that we have got the same compassion that Allah Ta'ala has for His creation, the same concern and care if we have for everything which Allah Ta'ala has created as Allah Ta'ala has, then each breath of that person when he exhales is the smell of Rahmah, and that is what Allah Ta'ala loves. Ya Rabbi, what is the saying of this blessed month?